It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Connor Livingston. He is new to the Nebraska Pork Producers Association board. He is also taking part in the Pork Leadership Institute this year. Connor, first of all, give us a little background about you and your connection to the pork industry.
Yes, my dad had been in the swine industry all of his life. It's been a great opportunity so far for me to watch my dad grow. And then in 2015, I had the opportunity to come back home and join my dad in the family business. So we're located in Fairbury, Nebraska. We're up to 32,000 sows right now. We specialize in breed to wean. Then we also finish out a few pigs every year.
All right, sounds great, Connor. Tell me why you decided now was a good time for you to serve the pork industry by being elected to the Pork Producers Board.
Here this winter, Dad and I had a good discussion who might be a good candidate to maybe possibly run for that board. And then after further discussion, I told Dad that I would be interested in doing that. And we both agreed that it'd be a good opportunity for me to do that while I'm young and start to get more connected with individuals throughout the pork industry.
Now, we said before that you're also participating in the Pork Leadership Institute this year. Just kind of overall, what is the Pork Leadership Institute, Connor?
The Pork Leadership Institute is a group from individuals all across the United States, anywhere from Utah to Arizona to North Carolina, a wide variety of people. Some of them are HR individuals, some are production workers, and then we even have some CEOs on our group. So it's a wide variety of different jobs that people are on this.
It sounded like there was one session of PLI that took place in September. That was a trip to Washington, D.C. Tell me a little bit about that trip. What were some of the things with PLI out there?
With that group, we got all of our group together, got to meet everybody for the first time. We did more of a group bonding session just to get to know everybody better. And then we got some keynote speakers came in and spoke to us anywhere from economics to trade. And then there's also another individual that came in to teach us how to properly interview with the media. And then on the last day, we got to go meet with the legislators. And some of our key topics were talking about the vaccine bank, how big of an impact that could be to the pork industry and how valuable that is to us. And we talked about labor issues, and then we also talked about the trades and the tariffs.
All right, so that's one session done. What's in store for you for the rest of the Pork Leadership Institute?
November, we're going to the Bogota, Colombia, and then we are going back to D.C. in the spring. And then to finish off with the PLI group, I am going to World Pork Expo with all of our group to finish out our year.
What do you think of it so far?
It's been a great deal for me. I've learned a lot in a short few days. It's very interesting and intriguing to me to be able to get connected with people that have the same problems and thought processes that I have back at home. And it's very good for us to be able to incorporate new ideas and keep working together to try to make the pork industry a better industry.
That's Connor Livingston from Fairbury, Nebraska, a member of the board of directors for the Nebraska Pork Producers and also participating this year in the Pork Leadership Institute. And that concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information on these and other topics, you can call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, or check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.